Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at it. Chuck Reese Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Tuesday night with you. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Well, we talked about it last week. Falcons found a way to win. Look, I didn't care if it was 4-1 that they won. You just had to find a way to go on the road in Tampa Bay and find a win. Now they got to do the same thing coming up against the Tennessee Titans. Of course, we'll have all the coverage right here on your home of the Falcons, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to our buddy, D. Orlando Ledbetter. He covers the Atlanta Falcons for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. AJC.com is where you can check out all of his work and follow him on his personal Twitter page at D. Orlando AJC. D. Led, my friend, always appreciate a few minutes on the show. Thanks for joining me tonight.
Hey, John, thanks for having me this evening. Always a pleasure to come on your show and talk about the Falcons.
So was there, you know, again, I'm just thinking out loud. When I was reading some of the quotes from Bijan Robinson about waking up and not knowing where he was and the headaches and things like that, was there any thought about just dropping him in the protocol for a few days and just kind of evaluate him and see what's going on? Or, you know, was there any thought process to that about doing something, you know, about that, which maybe, again, would have gotten the NFL off their back if they'd done something like that?
Yeah, it sounds like, you know, he got sick Saturday and they didn't find out. They got to say this to beat the injury report and rules that they – didn't know about it until pregame. Then that would mean that he didn't contact the doctor or he just tried to self-medicate and do it on his own just a bunch of scenarios. I think, like, if I'm a star player and I'm sick and I got doctors at my call, I'm going to probably call the team doctor and try to get something, you know, prescribed or otherwise. He wasn't tested for COVID or a concussion. He was asked about that. But we do know he has those migraines. And I have friends that have those cluster migraines and stuff too. And, they go and pass, and sometimes they don't even know when they're going to go. But it seemed like that's something they would know about their star running back. But they got to play like they didn't know anything, because then if they did, they would have had to report it to the league. And so, you know, the league is looking into this now on what they know, what they knew, and when they knew it, and so forth. But, yeah, I'm thinking I'm a high-priced athlete, played at the University of Texas, and, you know, when I get these cluster headaches, I'm probably going to call a team doctor. But we don't know that that was the case yet, but certainly was a fishy scenario. And this, just the injury reporting in general, I mean, it's the healthiest team I've ever seen. They need to give all their doctors a raise, you know. But that's just different philosophies on how to do your injury reporting. You know, Belichick puts 25 people on there because that's how many people, you know, if they walk in the training room, that they put them on there. And then we have this approach here where, you know, I'm sure people are seeing the trainers and doctors, but they don't really, you know, it's nobody. They're just the healthiest team in all of football.
Yeah, I guess they got a good medicine man. Do they have Benny Hinn again or whatever? Or Evander's doctor? I mean, do they go to him? But anyway, D-Led, one thing I want to bring up to you and get your thoughts on. So I was looking at some numbers, and A.J. Terrell is the eighth most penalized player in the NFL, and that includes offensive players as well. It's not just defensive players. When you look at offensive players and defensive players combined, he's the eighth. He's tied for a group of the eighth most penalized players in the league. Has he been a little handsy this year for your liking? I mean, I know he's an aggressive corner, but it has seemed to bite him. But reality is that they haven't really been hurt by some of those penalties as of yet.
Yeah, they're coaching a more aggressive style out there on the corners. You know, they're beating up the receivers. They're trying to deny the double moves. It didn't work on the 40-yard touchdown. But he said going into this, we knew he's going to get called for stuff the way they're playing it. So, you know, it's new coaches back there, and they're you know, Jerry Gray. It's kind of the Bill Belichick philosophy when they were playing the world's greatest show on turf. You know, you're just going to beat them up on every play, and if they call it, you get away with some. And if they don't, you know, they'll come back to bite you at some point. But that's the way they're playing, and they're coaching a little bit differently on that side of the ball.
D. Orlando Ledbetter, the beat writer for the Falcons for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, joining me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. And, you know, D-Led, you and I specifically I've talked about you with this with you. I've talked about this with Steve Weish. I thought that the best addition to this football team wasn't a player, that it was Jerry Gray, you know, coaching that secondary, who was there with Earl Thomas and Cam Chancellor in 2010 when those guys were rookies and I think they turned out okay. Is this really kind of the influence of a Jerry Gray with the way that this secondary is playing? Because, again, we're seeing a little different style than what we've seen over the last couple of years. How much of the influence is this from Jerry Gray specifically?
It's Jerry and Steven Jackson, his buddy. They played together. They've coached together at a couple different spots. They know exactly how they want to play it back there. So, you know, Jair Alexander in Green Bay is another guy he developed, yep. And so forth. Yeah, certainly given his resume and, you know, his influence, you know, you could afford to have a first-time signal caller in Ryan Nelson because, you know, Coach Gray knows exactly what he wants to play, and I'm sure he shares that with the coordinator, and they call it accordingly. So he's the de facto defensive coordinator, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you, you know, at all on that. And D-Led, you know, when you look at this defense, I think they're on pace for 38 sacks, you know, now. And again, you know, part of that is some of the quarterbacks that they're facing and this, then the other. But I've talked about this, you know, teams that have accumulated 38 or more sacks since 2016, 70% of those teams have ended up in the playoffs. They're getting to the quarterback, and they're doing a good job, you know, of all of this. But do you still think that they feel like that they're one guy away coming off the edge where this could really be one of the elite defenses in the league?
Well, yeah, John, no doubt about it. They are in the top 10 in every category right now. You know, that the main ones are scoring points. You know, they're up there in total yards, rush, and passing yards. So it is a top 10 defense. The sacks are 13, you know, after the slow start. They got 8 in the last two games. But, they're probably not going to give up a first-round or second-round pick for anybody. You know, everybody talk about Hunter and the Vikings had a fire sale on trade deadline. What they're probably hoping for is they need somebody on the roster to come on. And the person that it is Arnold Evercady. He needs to come on, or, you know, you go back to Lorenzo Carter. You know, you're trying to develop the young kid, and Carter was your insurance. Carter got a sack last week. Evercady had did some damage the week before. Well, you need him to go on a tear where two or three, four, you know, sack games in a row, where they start, you know, caring about where he is, you know. You know, he's gotten a lot of pressure in the past and had a good rookie season before he injured his elbow. But I think the development of your roster is probably the better way to go than going out and doing the old Ray Edwards move and giving up a draft pick for an outsider that might not work out.
And, you know, D-Lad, I mean, I know you and I have talked about this. I was preaching this all in the offseason that I thought Evercady had to make the biggest leap going forward. And again, he has done some flashes. I think a couple of weeks ago in the game against the Commanders, he had a sack and a half. What has been, what has been the thing that has not allowed him to just kind of, you know, explode just yet? Or what's holding him back from being a premier type of pass rusher?
Yeah, I thought it was him, Troy Anderson, and Richie Grant all had to make leaps this year. And now Troy's knocked out, so that's not going to happen. I think it's just doing it. He's got the speed. He's got the physical short area quickness and power. I just think the reps, the more, you know, he can play out there, the more he can stay out there. Then you can rest Bud Dupree, you know, Lorenzo, you can give Calais a break. But, yeah, at some point you got to just play him and let him go. I think reps and play snaps is the answer to his problem.
D-Led, you and I have talked about this before, and I continue to look at it. The Falcons are still 25th in starting field position. There's only seven teams in the league worse as far as average starting field position to start a drive than what the Falcons are. And look, you're asking your, you know, inexperienced quarterback to basically drive over 75 yards, almost 76 yards per drive to be able to score a touchdown. Again, what can they do to, I mean, again, I know that obviously Avery Williams was a big part of this, but I feel like that there are other things than just their special teams returns and stuff like that are kind of contributing to this, because this seems to be an ongoing theme that field position, again, when they got good field position, you know, to start the game, they went down and scored a touchdown, but their starting field position has been a real issue for them this year.
There's no way to, you know, other than special teams to improve that. The penalties have hurt too. You know, you get a good return and you bring it back to the 11 because somebody's holding. Ty Davis had one of those two games ago. So you look at the return units, can you bust one? And then you look at the penalties, can you clean those up? Those would be the good starts. And you know, give them credit, the last two games they opened with touchdowns. So he's figured out how to get a script that works. You know, this one was real basic. It was a run, pass to Jonnu Smith, run, pass to Jonnu Smith, run, pass to Jonnu Smith, and you're down the field. So that's what I was saying. Hey, Jonnu Smith's getting open, throw him the ball. And he did that in the first series there. So, I mean, you know, you take what you can do, you know, and they've shown at times that Robinson can get loose and Jonnu Smith can get loose. So they're going to get the ball on the opening drive as far as I'm concerned. And then you could throw that back shoulder fade on the sideline to Drake. You know, whatever plays you see work, put them back in the game plan and run them again. So, and he's got enough seven games in to know what plays work and which ones don't.
D-Led, last question for you. This feels like a game where this coming Sunday you can't afford to stub your toe. This is not a very good Tennessee Titans team. They're talking about playing two quarterbacks, and neither guy is very good. This feels like a game where, you know, and I thought the Falcons would do this against the Commanders, but this feels like a game where you have to go in there and just find a way to win and play some good football. I mean, this is not a very good Titans team that we're going to see on Sunday.
No, it's not. No, it's not, John. And the old Paul Brown deal there, if you got two quarterbacks, you don't have one.
Right.
So we're going to see that. But they do got a running back, and they got two of those, and you can have two running backs. So it's pretty clear what Coach Vrabel's got to do. He's a Buckeye. He knows exactly what to do. He's going to run the football and try to punch you in the mouth on defense. He's got some guys over there that can do that, Jeffrey Simmons et al. So it's going to be a bloodbath in Tennessee, and I know that's what Coach Smith is preaching to the team. He's like, I don't care who's the quarterback. We're going to have a fight on our hands. And Vrabel's going to try to take it to him, and he knows it. So I would have his team ready to be ready for the whole 15-round old-school heavyweight bout here against Tennessee. I don't care who the quarterback is, because they're not going to – all they're going to be doing is handing the ball off to Derrick Henry and Tajay Spears. You know, they might throw an occasional pass to Hopkins, but that's about all they got. So you know what the game plan is going to be going in. Yeah, this will be a test for Arthur Smith. He's going to beat 100 in this game. He's not the hunter anymore. How does he handle a team from the front and not the back? And that's going to be key, because I'm expecting, it might be like 6-3 on Sunday. It's going to be a fight.
Yeah, yeah, and their offensive line versus our defensive line, I think, is going to be the battle of the game, coming up on Sunday. D. Orlando Ledbetter, he is the Falcons beat writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. AJC.com is where you can check out all of his work. Follow him on his personal Twitter page, at D. Orlando AJC, and he joined me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. D. Led, my friend, appreciate a few minutes on the show. Always thank you for joining us, and we will certainly chat again with you here soon.
All right, John, thanks so much for having me, and I really appreciate coming on your show. Take care and have a great rest of the evening.
You got it. Thanks, D-Led.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.